Okay, for this slide, go ahead and select Supercell in the Storm Scale conceptual model. And here we'll go ahead and turn on again under mid-level features, mid-level reflectivity and ZDR column. Then we'll go ahead and also turn on ZDR ring. And then under other features, turn on reflectivity cross-section, storm top, weak echo region, and bounded weak echo region. Now that you've got that up, let's go ahead and talk about what happens here. The thunderstorm is strongly rotating and it's producing an updraft that is technically so strong that even large liquid raindrops don't have time to form by the time the air flows above the freezing level. So instead what happens is that large drops reside along the periphery of the updraft into the sub-freezing air. This is why often the ZDR column may lie on the periphery of a bounded weak echo region. The strong circulation may actually transport large raindrops around the exterior of the updraft, resulting in a ZDR ring. And the ring is, like the B-Wear itself, is very small and ephemeral, and it means that poor radar sampling may prevent you from detecting many true events. So again, just like with the other two types of storms, we have to have a warm cloud layer in this kind of supercell, otherwise we won't get a ZDR column.